Today's devotion is entitled, God is Your Friend, by Pastor Joel Hess, St. James, Chicago. I no longer call you servants, because servants don't know their master's business, but I call you friends, because everything I have heard from the Father I have made known to you. John 15:15. First, it should blow your mind that the one through whom all things were made calls you his friend. We like to describe God with all these omnis: omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. God is the creator of the universe. He has always existed. He is the eternal other. Yet he bends down to fit into a cradle, to walk among the lowly, to hang on a cross for us, to fit into our grave, to personally befriend us. More than that, Jesus backs up his faithful friendship by saying, no greater love does someone have than to die for his friends, John 15:13. He did. God is for you. He is your friend. Second, as a good friend, he shares with us all he knows. We live in a world where we feel like there are always power brokers above us, conspiring to push forward some unknown agenda. We can often feel like pawns in a game. I'll bet some of you wonder the same thing about God. Surely there is a room in the highest reaches of heaven with some grand mysterious plan we aren't privy to. Surely God is thinking about things and living in a paradigm Einstein could never grasp. Yet Jesus says he has told us everything he has heard from his Father. What is it? Well, it's about you. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him will have eternal life, John 3:16. God's will ultimately is no mystery. Christ has made it known. You are not a pawn to some great scheme. You are to have joy in knowing your sins are forgiven and you will rise again. Jesus isn't using sentimental language. He is your friend you can count on. What if you read scriptures from that point of view? What if you listen to even the hard parts of his word, trusting that his words are from a friend for your benefit? What if you went forward in life through the struggles, through your sins and suffering, as if you have a friend who has guaranteed he'll get you through?